Tov HaRon, we're on the bottom of page 254, moving on to page 255. We're up to Siman Sadi Dalet Sif Ches. We're talking about the inyan of standing versus sitting during tefillah. We said already, obviously, lechatchila, one has to stand for davening. In certain instances, one can rely on sitting for davening, including the airplane we discussed yesterday. Now I get the Sif Ches, which is very similar. What is leaning considered? What if you're leaning on a shtender, or you're leaning against the wall, or you're davening shenasi, is that standing, or is that sitting? So it says over here in the Machaber, Yishazar shall lismoch atzmo la'amud l'chavera b'shas tefillah. One should be careful not to be leaning on either a beam or your friend during davening. Okay, why not? So the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down over here, Sifkat and Kaveis Hatam. The tefillah tzricha amida. Because number one, it says that tefillah requires to be standing. If you're leaning, instead of standing, that's not going to be considered. Standing, we'll go and explain that in just one moment. Ulafiza, I'll say it right now. The Mishnah Berurah says, according to the reason that you have to be standing during davening, so there are two types of leaning. There's leaning on something a little bit, that if you remove the thing that you're leaning on, you would still be standing up. You would still be standing. You wouldn't fall over if you remove the thing. There's another type of leaning. You're leaning so much. If you remove the shtender of the person would fall to the floor. That two different types of leaning is different than halacha versus if you're standing or sitting. The first type of leaning, where you're only leaning a little bit, you really can still consider standing, and you're leaning a little bit. The second type of leaning is considered like, as if you are sitting down, because you're leaning so much that if they removed it, you would fall. You would fall on your face. Therefore, that's considered sitting, and therefore it would not be. Same thing by Tikkias Shavuos. Standing for a mitzvah would be the same thing. The same thing over here by leaning. The Hainu. I believe the Mishnah Berurah over there brings it down. Therefore, according to this reasoning, if you were just leaning a little bit on the shtender in front of you, let's say, and if they remove it, you wouldn't fall over on your face, you would still be yotzi. What I mean by falling on your face, meaning if you would just fall forward and you would still be able to stand up. You just fall forward a little bit, you would still be considered standing. It would be mamish that you're leaning so much that you would fall to the ground. If they remove it, then it would be considered sitting. So the first type of leaning is going to be mutter according to this reasoning. However, then the Mishnah Berurah brings down another reason. It's a way of standing in front of the melech. When you're standing in front of the melech, you don't lean a little, even a little bit. You would be standing in fear. Therefore, he said, lefizeh, according to this reasoning, b'chol gavni asur. Over the Mishnah Berurah says, Makom Dekak, Yesh La'akal Ketam Rishon. Therefore, since we have the first reasoning, and that's the reason that's brought down in the postgame, the Makom Dekak, let's say a Zakin or a Chola. Okay, a Zakin or a Chola, it's very hard for him to stand up straight. Therefore, you can rely on leaning on a shtender. Morin Rabbi Ernazel himself leans on a shtender. So that's because it's difficult for him to stand up. Therefore, we rely on the first reasoning. But Makom HaDachak, if all is equal, someone's healthy. And so stand completely. Don't be leaning on anything during Shmon Esrei because of the second reason brought down over here in the post. Okay? So that is Sif Ches. Moving on to Sif Tes. Misha Hochrach Lispal Miyushav. So now, we discussed a lot over here in the last 2 days about davening sitting down. We even said something you're allowed to daven sitting down. Nevertheless, listen to the words of the Machaber over here. Misha Hochrach Lispal Miyushav. Someone who has to sit daven sitting down. Kishi Yuchal, when he's able to, Tzarech Lassar Lispal Meumat. When he gets to his destination, let's say he was traveling, he was in a wagon. He didn't know if he was going to make Zman Tefillah, so he's daven sitting down. And now he gets to the destination, there's still Zman Tefillah left. So he says over here, he should daven again standing up. He doesn't even have to add anything to a Shemana Esrei. That we'll get to later on. Generally, if you want to do Tefillas Nedava, if you want to add a Shemana Esrei, which we generally do not do, okay? But let's say someone else, we'll get to the Lachas later on. You have to add the stuff into your Shemana Esrei that's new, that was not there before. But over here, davening sitting down versus davening standing up is so different over here that the Machaber says you daven again, and you only have to daven standing up. Okay? That would be a tremendous halacha difference over here. It says in the Rechaber. However, that's not how we pass and look in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Kavzayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kavzayin first explaining the Das and Mechaber Rotzalomar. This is a lo havi kimispal b'toros nedava. This is not like davening b'toros nedava. Your second one. The Kaimelan comes in the Sifkat Kavzayin. The Tzarech lechadish ba by Tzilas nedava. You have to lechadish ba dava in order to daven Tzilas nedava. However, it says over here Ladina. Alachakli askuma achroni she'ein Tzarech lasuli pala she'ein alachol b'say. Do not daven again. That is the minhag olam. When someone is traveling, he davens traveling. He doesn't daven again when he gets there, and that's how we do. That's how we pass in lach. My son, he ends off saying, even to do a tefillas nedava is not kedai to do. We hold that you're yotzei your dechovaso. Over here, but do we see over here how much someone should try not to daven sitting down if he can? Once again, if he has to, so rely on sitting down, you do not daven another Shemoneh Esrei. But all is equal, one should definitely try not sitting down. Now let's finish out the sin and look inside the Roma. Someone's traveling on the derech, and he's almost at his hotel that he's going to stay at. Now, this hotel is not only on a hotel. Back in the day, you had hotels that were full of avodah zarah. Okay, that's what they put in. Yeah, the psalim and all the types of avodah zarah inside the hotel. So it says like this: In yochol istalik mina derech b'makom shlo yasiku avay drachim. If there's someone to somewhere to daven on the way, that people are not going to bother you while you're davening. I mean, there's a place to pull over to the side and daven before you get to this avodah zarah hotel. So you stalik sham v'lo yitpalo b'malon shalov dekochavim. Then pull over to the side. Don't daven in a place that has the avodah zarah in it. To daven in a place that has avodah zarah, it's not a place to daven. Even if you're not davening to the avodah zarah, it's not a place, not a church. Even it just happens to be the Baal Bais is over the avodah zarah, and he has his psalim in the place. Even though you have no other place to stay, you could stay there. Perhaps, but you're not allowed to daven there. Look inside. Mishnah Berurah Sipkan Kavtes Shibivad Yesh Bo Gluim V'Toyevot. There's for sure Ar is avodah zarah and other types of toyevot. We don't put Davar Shebekdush in a place like this. Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Mar Ketzesi Zayir. Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, only when I leave Yisrael, Mitzrayim was full of Avodah Zarah. So only wanted to daven when he left the year. But Lord Tzali spalled the Mitzrayim Lefishaitam Leia Gulim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to daven to Mitzrayim where it's full of Avodah Zarah. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was not davening to the Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom. But nevertheless, the fact that there was Avodah Zarah in the area, was not a place to daven, therefore he wanted to get out of this room. Reminds the Rosh Yeshiva talks about which Rebbe refused to would only live in Tel Aviv. He said the Hasidic Rebbe's.
At the beginning of the Jewish state, the United States, most of the big Rebbe's, not the Rebbe's captain, all of them used to live in Tel Aviv. Belze Rebbe, Stone Rebbe,
they would live in Tel Aviv because there was no churches in Tel Aviv. That was the only place in Eretz Yisrael. They did not have churches, and therefore they didn't want to live. So it's, you see, even now.
The Mojitsch Rebbe.
Okay, so that's a really similar reason to over here. So not to daven in that hotel. So let you tell me about Shlov Dikochim. So now, as the Mishra Berurah points out in Sikon Lamed, there is some type of mistake over here. The next words, the four words Shlov Yibalbalu B'nei Abayis, goes at the end of the Sif. So these four words really belong at the end of the simon, so that's how we're going to read it over here. Skip the next four words. This is aval. Im iyaf shalom, meaning he cannot pull over to the side of the road. There's nowhere to daven at the side of the derech. Listalik mina derech makom shuli yasiku. There's no place that he cannot be stopped if he daven. There's no other place. So yitpal b'malom be'izin keren zavis. Go to the hotel, but daven in some type of corner over there, away from avodah zarah, away from people, and that people are not going to bother you. Shelo yibabalu b'nei abayis. So therefore, the b'nei abayis do not come to bother you in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Look inside Mishnah Berurah Sikkatin Lamin. Sarach liot basav. Like I said before, these words are at the end. Achar tevas keren zayis. Retzalomar. Shelo yachos rakling so keren zayis. Shelo yibabalu. Okay, then you should go to the corner in order that people don't bother you. V'lo yachos liglulim. You don't have to worry about the avodah zarah. Shari kultra senum ba'iros mileos gulim. Because at the end of the day, says the Mishnah Berurah, anyway, we live in cities that are full of avodah zarah at the end of the day. So if the city is full of avodah zarah, the malone is full of avodah zarah. So if you can't daven in another place, you still daven there, as long as chas v'shalom it's a church or even a reformer or a conservative. Well, we do not daven in these places. They're not places to daven. We daven in only in Bat Knesset. If you daven in a place that is not considered a house of worship, so therefore then you're allowed to go ahead and daven, even though there might be a avodah zarah in the vicinity. You don't you go to the find a corner where it's not near the avodah zarah.
The rabbi mentioned conservative. You get invited to some bar mitzvah. You have to not cancel on Yishmael.
So that's the difference. Now, Mr. Broy adds in over here. Let's say the way to face towards Eretz Yisrael or Yerushalayim, that are Zavoda Zara on that wall, so obviously Al Yitpalel Lo Tutsad, you're not allowed to daven to that direction, facing the Zavoda Zara. El Litzad Acher Aval Pishenu Mizrach. You go to another direction, even though it's not Mizrach, you face another direction. This is similar to the Pesach I said yesterday from Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevin. So if there's anything that's mafriya you in the side that you're supposed to be pointed towards Eretz Yisrael, there's, like I said, in the airport, there's a million people walking by, there's a lot of distractions over there. So you turn to the wall, you go to the other direction, and you're Machavin Libo to Avinu Shabbat Shemaim, to Eretz Yisrael, to Kodesh Kodoshim, B'chulei B'chulei, and you don't dive in that direction, similar to over here when the Avodah Zarah is over there. Let's start Simin Tzadi Hey over here, Kivan Evara B'Shas Tvilo. We all know that one is supposed to keep his feet together during Shemona Esrei. The reason for this is that we're supposed to be doing it to Malach. The Malachim praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we are standing in Shemona Esrei, once again, we are Omid Lifnei HaMelech, similar to the Malachim. Similar to the Malachim, it's a very, very high level, and therefore we're supposed to be Doma to the Malachim at this point. We put our feet together. Okay, that's what it says over here. Yichavin ragel of zeh etzel zeh. You put your feet together. Bekivun ki ilu einam ela echad. Like your feet are only one. It's mashed from the mechab. There's two people ways people put their feet together. Some people only put their heels together, and the top fronts of their feet are facing out. That's one way that our poskim would say to do like that. But it's mashed from the mechaber. And Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel also is knowing like this, and this is what he told him to Allah. So that your whole foot is supposed to be together. If you can daven like that, something that's too uncomfortable for them to do, and they will lose their concentration. But if you can do that, it's comfortable enough. You should have your feet mashed together like the mashmos over here, the mechaber. Kilo einu melacha. Lidamos lemalachim dichtiba and ragleim regel yishara klomar ragleim near and keregel echad. Their feet looked like they only had one foot. Even though they had 2 feet, but it looked like they only had 1 foot. Yeshomri. Some say that when you daven, you're supposed to walk forward 3 psios. Derech keru v'agosh l'davar shetzarech lasot. Just like when you're approaching something that is precious, you walk towards the thing. So it's over here walking towards, standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the ikar at the beginning of Shemona Esrei is it takes 3 steps forward. People take 3 steps backward to take 3 steps. That's in order to, just to make place that they can walk, take 3 steps forward. Sometimes there's no makom to take 3 steps forward. The ikar is at the beginning of Shemona Esrei is the 3 steps forward. At the end of Shemona Esrei, the ikar is the 3 steps back. Okay, but over here, the ikar is the 3 steps forward, and that's what's brought down over here. Look inside, Mr. Burro. Over here, it's called an aleph. Yichavin raglu b'diyavet, afilim lo kivin raglu klal yilat yatsa. Someone who does not put his feet together, he is still yotzei Shemona Esrei. Since we are speaking to a Kaddish Baruch Hu once again, you're supposed to try. Obviously, this is a very difficult thing to do. But you're supposed to try to remove all type of physical thoughts from your head. And to be medamel as if you are a malach. Now, someone asked me this yesterday. Even if you're sitting in a wagon, even if you're sitting first Shemona Esrei, you should still put your feet together. You're sitting on an airplane, let's say, davening. You should still keep your feet together, even though you can't do many of the other lachas over here that we learned. Nevertheless, you can keep your feet together. Oh, cut. You should put your feet, you shouldn't cross your feet. You shouldn't put them on top of each other. If one's sleeping during davening, it's not davening. So okay. Look and see if Cotton Mishnah Bros, see if Cotton Gimel, and we'll understand based on this one of the Hagos of Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel. Says over here in see Cotton Gimel. Yelech Lefanov, he said over here, the Ramah says you should walk in front of you 3 steps. You don't have to, he said before, you don't have to go back 3 steps in order to take 3 steps forward. King Katavel Yerab. We mentioned the minhag ha'olam is to take 3 steps back, but once again, the ikar is the 3 steps forward at the beginning of your Shemona Esrei. Then he brings down the file. Katav v'darki Moshe, the darki Moshe is the Ramah's parish and the Beis Yosef in the Torah. Okay, it says the Ramah, the darki Moshe. Ma real ayah noig la'amod b'shachas li tefilas Shemona Esrei, ma taishi tchel Shemona Shas, tehilos el yom. Says the Ma'aril that the minhag is to stand up for your Shemona Esrei at Tehilos Lekel Elyon at Shachris. And that is what Moreno Rabbeinu very, 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 very careful do. He'll stand up first. When I see not only that, he told me this is the Makor why he does it also. He'll take his three steps forward also at Tilos Lekaliot. He'll stand up at that point and already take his three steps forward to prepare himself for Shemon Esrei at Tilos Kalayon. That's by Shachas. Right at the beginning of the mincha, once they get up there and start Ashrei, already at that point is the time to get ready for your Shemon Esrei. And that's what Rav Nachman Sal also does. He watches him at mincha. He'll already take his three sets forward for Shemon Esrei, or at the begin, all the way at the beginning of Ashrei, like the Mishnah Berurah over here. And Arvis, when they start Kaddish at Maris, so he brings out the three places over here. Passes of the Mishnah Berurah we're going to Marel is just to stand up, get ready for Shemon Esrei. Rav Nevinzal understands that this also means to take your three steps forward, to be mamish ready to start the Shemon Esrei right away. We'll stop over here today. Have a great day. Have a great Shabbos.